Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Men's Room IPA can be found Section 319, the upper deck of the Good Hops Beer Stand. Also Section 243, club level at the third base bar. Hopefully more locations coming up. More locations around the area include Northwest Brew Works, the Loose Wheel Bar and Grill.
Yeah. Oh, nice!
Fisherman's Restaurant, Ringer's Pub and Grill, Lucky Silver, Toscano's Italian Kitchen, the Gas Lamp Tavern, Imbibe Bottle House and Tap Room, T-Mobile Park, give you those locations. Zeke's Pizza in Tacoma, Redmond Bar and Grill, Rainier Bar and Grill, Via Marina Restaurante Pizzeria, West Seattle Golf Course. Give it up for Dan and the guys, Dreadnought Brewing, and Jose's Famous Salsa. Some of the
nice, man. Thank you, guys.
You can pick up the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Our question, what unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, Ted, the one that I got fired from.
I was going to say. It's kind of funny. The Rainier. I was like, oh, yeah, Mike, that's the Water Needle Club. That's your spot.
What do you mean you got fired?
I got fired.
Why'd you get fired? What did you do? What did you do, Michael?
How many places did you get fired
just
from?
Just the two.
What, that lifeguard?
What is going on?
Yeah. I was a dishwasher. And I thought I was doing a fine job, but apparently I wasn't doing a fine job, and they canned my ass.
How many shifts did you work?
You didn't do anything. Correct. You just didn't do a good job washing dishes?
Yeah.
I think it's because I left them for an auction. Or the speed of work?
So what now?
Was
quality.
It quality.
Quality.
So they were saying there was still food in the pans?
There shouldn't have been, dude. I thought I was doing a fine job. I thought I was doing good.
There shouldn't have been.
All of a sudden, I got a call out of nowhere. Okay, coincidentally, I was away. I had to take time off so I could go to an auction, and I was there, and I got the phone call like, yep, calling to let you go, man. Like, well, okay.
You don't let dishwashers go.
Nobody does.
No. You can't.
I'm saying, Mike,
you have to be doing cocaine off a hooker on the counter.
You have to do more than that. It has to be customers saw you do it. We had a guy that would shoot heroin between his toes in the bathroom, right? And seriously, I worked with this guy for like 5 years. I'm not joking. We would tell him, like, Jim, man, we know you have a habit. We know you're trying to break it. We know that it is difficult. Can you not do it here? And he'd be apologetic, but he kept his job. Because, Mike, even this guy who's shooting heroin between his toes in the bathroom, his dishes were clean, man.
There was also not enough hot water to get through a night. I don't know if things changed around that.
Excuses,
I'm sure that they have,
excuses.
Do they have a You're Fired merit badge?
I should, man. I'm just a bad
That's
employee.
That's a good joke, Montgomery. That's a good joke. The years of Eagle Scouts. He got you on that one, Mike.
Yeah. Look at that right there. Fired.
Twice.
What unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803.
That's all right. They wouldn't hire me at a driving range.
Damn, bro.
What were you trying to do? Why? Just work there behind the counter?
I just applied for the job. You know, you're like 15 or whatever. You start applying for jobs.
Sure.
God damn, it's a good story. But then the defensive line coach of varsity football, I'm in summer school and he comes in. And I love this guy. Don't get me wrong. His gold's a great man. And he goes, Smitty, get out of class. I got to talk to you, right? And I said, what's going on? He goes, look at these grades. He goes, you got a summer job? I said, well, I'm applying down to the driving range. He goes, with these grades, you don't seem smart enough to pick up golf balls.
Oh. Damn.
And you still didn't get the job.
I still didn't. I don't know why I didn't get that job.
I told you.
But
I told you were qualified.
His line, though, when he said that, I was like, Yeah, you're right, Miss Gordon.
They ain't gonna hire your dumb ass.
Well, also, it'd be like, well, I'm in summer school for three classes. I mean, this grade should be shocking to you.
What unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
And it's like a little brother getting in trouble. The whole classroom. Smitty, get out.
Ooh. We should start doing that at work again.
Remember that? The motorcycle.
You know what I mean? Bring it back. So if something like the boss is mad at you, just everyone, oh.
Yeah, but at work, it's not as fun.
But we don't do it. I bet
I can't just
fun.
Go like, oh, I guess I'll go to the public radio station now. Right? Like, get kid to high school. That's rough, but.
Public radio right. Station. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, gentlemen, this story goes back about 50 years. I was probably about 10 years old, about 4.5 feet tall. Me and my dad and one of his buddies were up in eastern Washington, up in Okanagan, and we went there to go do some trout fishing. And we get to the stream, and my dad realizes we need some more bait, so he takes off down to the bait store, and me and his friend, we'll just call him Jim, go down to the stream, and we're fishing along, and I catch a fish, and I'm just, you know, I'm 10 years old. I'm, like, excited, and I'm all, okay, this is great. I pull the fish up on the shore, and I, you know, kill it and get it off the hook, and now I got scales all over my hands. So I reached, I'm over by the river, and I'm kind of on a little bluff kind of in a way, and I'm reaching, I'm cleaning my hands, taking the scales and stuff off my hands, and out of nowhere, this snake comes up and bites my finger out from under the water.
Jesus, oh, no way.
Yeah, and I'm just like, and I rear back, and I hold my hand, you know, my hand all the way up, and this snake is every bit as big as I am.
What kind of snake
and
was
I'm
it?
I'm just like, I'm thinking I'm dead. This is a water moccasin. You know, oh, we're Jesus. In eastern Washington. This snake's coming from under the water, and I'm just like, what the? And I shake it off my hand, and luckily it went back in the water, but it came back up on shore. So now I'm yelling at my dad's not there yet, and I'm over there screaming at his friend who's probably about 20, 30 yards downstream from me saying, I just got bit by a snake. And he comes running up to me and he's like, and he texts me out, he looks at my
phone. Oh, hey. Yep.
Hang on. Colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio.
How funny was it?
Well, the important thing is that you can identify what the hell the snake is.
Yeah.
I mean,
now
I can't go back
to the program.
Can't go back in the water.
All right, welcome back to the program, Mike.
Gosh darn it!
That's all right, man. So, was he able to identify the snake?
Well, what we did is he went over there. The funny part about it is that he went over with a club and he started clubbing the snake and he's dancing all around this snake and he finally kills it. By then, my dad shows up. He's at the top of the hill there, and he's probably maybe 50 yards away from us. And I'm yelling up to him, Dad, I just got bit by a snake. And I swear, I mean, I didn't probably get the word snake out of my mouth, and he was standing next to me.
Did it break skin?
It did break the skin. And so we grabbed all the snake and everything. We took off. We jumped in the truck. We went down to the ranger station just a few miles down the road. Ranger station grabs, you know, looks at the snake, looks at my finger. There's no puncture marks. It's just kind of like a razor cut. Looks back at the snake, looks at my finger, looks up at us and says, this is the biggest gardener snake I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, really?
Okay. Thank God.
How relieved were you?
Oh, my gosh. Was I ever? I thought I was going to die. My heart was pounding and my dad's, you know, the look on his face. And we all thought, you know, they going to be checking out here pretty soon.
Yeah, Mike, it's been nice knowing you for 10 years. You've been a good son. Yeah.
I wonder if the park ranger has anti-venom for the poisonous snakes that are on, you know, in the area.
I don't know.
Or if that's just something where you got to go to a hospital, you know.
I feel like it's in such short supply, at least the way I always hear it through the media. It seems like it's always in such short supply that it's at the hospital.
Okay.
But, you know, it would make sense if the park ranger, like, hey, if I'm the first person they're going to visit, I shouldn't be middle management on this. Right. You know what I mean? Like, let me help these people.
Did I say he was 10 when that happened?
Yeah, 10 years old.
Like the idea and his thought at a 10-year-old, might be checking out.
Checking out. Isn't he in this mortal coil?
I hit double digits. I'm out.
What are you, 70?
What an unexpected encounter did you have with the animal kingdom? 206-803-ROCK.
Just a quick text here. Several different things. An octopus clung to my leg in the ocean of Mexico. No, thank you. A crow dropped a dead rat on my car, knowing what we know of crows, probably on purpose. And I tried to feed a coyote with mange, because I thought it was a sick dog. Yeah, now it's just a mangy coyote.
You have traits.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.